It's the KQED News Fix. I'm Natalia Navarro. Today is Wednesday, June 26th, 2024. Here's the Bay Area news you need to know. Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price and Oakland Police are asking the public for help identifying suspects in the Juneteenth mass shooting at Oakland's Lake Merritt. At a press conference Tuesday, Price said the incident involved multiple shooters.
There are a lot of videos, we need witnesses, and we need reliable witnesses so that the Oakland Police Department can in fact determine what happened and who is accountable.
No one has been charged yet in the shooting, which injured 17 people. It occurred after a sideshow began near the lake after a day of peaceful celebrations. Price also responded to a vote from the Alameda County Prosecutors Association to support her recall on the November ballot.
I do believe that they are threatened by our review of past prosecutorial misconduct. I do believe that too many prosecutors in this office were raised with very different values than the values that this community holds today.
Price said the association, which donated to her opponent in 2022, represents a minority of employees in her office who resent the changes she's made. Governor Gavin Newsom gave his long-delayed State of the State address Tuesday, but it was a far cry from the traditional annual speech to lawmakers. KQED politics correspondent Marisa Lagos explains.
Usually, the governor's State of the State address happens live in the state capitol, and it's packed with policy proposals, a way for the governor to outline his vision for the year ahead. This time, Newsom threw out that script. He posted a pre-recorded virtual speech instead, and its contents were even more unorthodox. The remarks sounded like a campaign speech on behalf of President Joe Biden, a full-throated defense of California and Democratic leadership more broadly.
We are a success story exactly because of our universality and our extraordinary diversity and because we practice pluralism.
The speech comes just 2 days before the first presidential debate of the year between Biden and former President Donald Trump.
The chief of communications for embattled Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao has resigned. KQED's Annalise Finney reports the departure is the second this week of people close to Tao since an FBI raid at her home last week.
In a statement, spokesperson Francis Zamora gave no explanation for his departure. That's after Tao's attorney, Anthony Brass, told reporters on Monday that he no longer works for the mayor. In a statement, Tao said she got a new attorney over the weekend and thanked Brass for his work without explaining the split. But Brass told reporters he resigned on Monday after Tao held a press conference because it had become clear they had, quote, different approaches to the case.
The FBI has not released any details about what prompted the raids. Agents also searched the offices of California Waste Solutions the same day, as well as two homes tied to the family that owns the company. Oakland City Council is set to meet today for the first time since the raid. The Bay Area Housing Finance Authority is set to decide today whether to put a $20 billion affordable housing bond on the November ballot. KQED's Vanessa Roncagno reports.
The bond measure would help fund affordable housing for local workers, seniors, veterans, and people experiencing homelessness in all 9 Bay Area counties. Ken Kirky is with the regional nonprofit All Home.
It could be a game changer. It creates a new source of funding that could be augmenting what is already being put forth. And it could be a really huge generational opportunity for us to address this issue.
The measure's on the ballot with a state constitutional amendment that would let bond measures pass with 55% of the vote. If that passes, the regional bond measure would be subject to the lower threshold.
Dire conditions at Sonoma County's main jail endanger people who are incarcerated there, as well as staff. That's according to a civil grand jury report released this week. KQED's Julie Small has more.
People with mental illness make up almost half the population at the county's main adult detention facility in Santa Rosa. Grand jury foreperson Robert Hunter says profound staffing shortages are forcing the jail to keep people in their cells for 23 hours a day.
And if you take the combination of no out-of-cell activity time with a population that is 50% having mental health issues, that's a recipe for a disaster.
The addition of 71 new deputies this year could ease the situation, but the grand jury found the county must resurrect a stalled plan to build a psychiatric unit at the jail to make lasting improvements.
The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office said it has not seen the grand jury report and cannot comment. This news is current as of 6:30 p.m. on June 25th. As always, for the latest news, join us online at kqed.org and on the air at 88.5 FM. I'm Natalia Navarro with KQED News. Thanks for listening.